Okay.
Hello, Graham. This is an interview with Graham Rees, recorded on the 15th of April 2013. The interviewer is Sue Ford. I'm a councillor with the AA Manawatu Council. And the interview is about Graham's involvement with the board in the time between about 1980 to 2007. Graham, can we start with your relationship with AA? Can you briefly tell me about your AA work up till now?
Well, I joined the AA in 1952, just so that I had access to roading maps and that sort of thing, because I used to do cycle touring. Then when I got a car, I joined the AA, wherever I happened to be living at the time, and continued through that. And I've been an AA member ever since.
How did you first get involved with the AA councils?
Rob Lester, who was the district chairman here at the time and then became national president, approached me about coming on the district council because of my involvement with defensive driving at the time. I was the defensive driving coordinator for the Manawatu.
Great, thank you. This defensive driving is quite an issue for you, isn't it? You've had it for some time in your life and you've encouraged defensive driving skills in many people throughout the various places in New Zealand you've lived. Can you talk a bit about that?
I first got involved in Central Hawke's Bay doing the course and then learning how to run courses. And when I shifted back to the Manawatu, I made contact here and finished up as the district coordinator for defensive driving here until the national body got into financial problems and went bust.
Exactly, it did. Now, let's get back to your involvement with the AA Council and Rob's request and invitation for you to join. Why were you actually interested in becoming part of an AA Council?
I've always had an interest in AA, with its support of motorists, and also its political involvement with road safety matters and road management. It's a thing I've just admired.
Great, thank you. Right, you're also involved in road safety and things like that in your own life, but what other organisations were you involved in that you probably crossed the boundaries and brought your road safety message into?
Well, I've been very much involved with the Scout movement, and I remember at one jamboree there was a venture being operated for venture scouts on the side, and I ran a defensive driving course at it.
Great, that's great news.
Yeah, and that was quite interesting because the venue we were in, we had an earthquake, and watching the Australians at it was quite interesting.
I can just imagine.
Gosh. Just about tripped over their eyeballs.
Yeah.
And one of the leaders was a cop, and he came from Auckland, and he asked me afterwards, was that an earthquake?
That's a New Zealand comment. Yes. Right, what have you enjoyed about being an AA councillor? What's the most enjoyable part of it for you?
Well, apart from the social aspect of having some great friends within the volunteers and the staff, I've always made a point as a district councillor of getting to know the staff too, and having some really good friends there. And that's been important to me. But also being part of the political arguments behind the scenes. Should we go back to left-hand traffic giving way to right-turning traffic and all this sort of thing, being involved with those debates. Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite useful, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you think your involvement with AA has impacted on your life, your family, friends, and family and friends, and your career and things?
I hope it's made me a better driver, and also just in discussion with friends where we get talking roading matters, and it's surprising how often involvement with AA has come up.
That's quite right. I know that feeling. Yeah. What do you think is going to be the future for AA?
I think it's got to keep concentrating on the roadside assistance program, but more than that, it's got to be still involved as a pusher of our political leadership on road safety matters and roading matters, roading engineering, those sort of things. It's got a big part to play there.
Thank you, Graham. That's as many questions as I'd like to ask. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about at all?
I've enjoyed being involved with AA, and I'll continue being a member of it until they put me in a box.
Thank you, Graham. That's just lovely.